I thought today on the first feast of saints in the new year. We could profitably speak on the importance of the saints in our lives. The importance of the saints in our lives. We are so blessed as Catholics. We have such an ocean of graces constantly given to us. We are liable to take many things for granted. Among these gifts are the saints. We know instinctively there are certain persons who the Church, as we say, raises to the honors of the altar. We read about their canonization and may have some private devotion to a particular saint. But beyond that, I'm afraid that for most Catholics, the saints do not play as important a role in their lives as the Church wants them to. My purpose here, then, is to ask a series of questions. Briefly answer them in order hopefully to inspire all of us to grow in our veneration for the saints. And as God wants, I don't hesitate using the verb to use the saints to draw closer to Christ, except for whom there wouldn't be any saints. First, who are the saints? Then, what does the Church teach infallibly when she canonizes a saint? Why do we honor the saints? And always on a down-to-earth level, how can we improve and grow in our veneration of the saints of God? Who are the saints? The saints are those men, women, and children who are now in heavenly glory, enjoying the beatific vision of the Holy Trinity. Among these saints, some and only the smallest fraction, the Church specially honors by encouraging Catholics to honor them by practicing devotion to these saints. From the first century, their churches venerated saints. In a way, this is a bit startling. Already in the first century, from the beginning, it was the martyrs. And I almost hesitate saying only the martyrs, because to be or become a Christian in those early days was in effect to become a martyr. Soon, however, other holy people were also venerated as saints. In the catacombs under the city of Rome, the altars, as a general rule, were built over the tombs of the martyrs. And to this day, I didn't count them. I dare say accumulatively there must be several thousand carved invocations on the soft tufa rock in the catacombs. Invoking the saints. And the three most popular, Sancte Petre, ora pro nobis, Sancte Paule, ora pro nobis, Sancti Paule et Petre, orate pro nobis. Saint Peter, Saint Paul, Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us. It took almost 1,000 years, however, before the Church began, as we now call it, to officially canonize saints. I checked the date this morning to make sure I had it straight. The first official canonization by the Pope for the Universal Church was of Saint Ulrich by Pope John the 15th in 993. We go on. What does the Church infallibly teach us regarding the saints? When the Church canonizes a saint or officially and universally honors a person as a saint, the Church infallibly teaches that the person is in heavenly glory with God. Moreover, she teaches also infallibly that that person's life on earth is worthy of imitation by the faithful. In other words, the Church tells us the saint is in heaven and we are to imitate his or her practice of virtue. I want to add, what I know is being questioned in not a few circles. Let me repeat and emphasize, whenever the Church declares a person to be a saint, that declaration is certainly irreversible. It is infallible. We go on. Why do we honor the saints? We first of all honor the saints in order to glorify God. It is in effect God whom we are glorifying when we honor the saints, because it is from Him that they obtain the wisdom and strength to enable mere human creatures to live the kind of lives they did and die the deaths they did. What are we saying? We may say, must say, every saint is a miracle of God's grace. No question. One of my unpublished books is The History and Theology of Miracles. Having taught the subject of miracles for some years, saints are miracles. Miracles in the moral order. Those who are saints, because they are saints, are capable of doing and perform what human nature, apart from extraordinary grace from God, would not be able to achieve. They practice, as we teach, heroic virtue. What a series of lectures I'd like to give, analyzing how saints got that way. They all practiced heroic virtue, which means to an eminent degree. They practiced virtue over a long period of time. But listen to this. And they all had extraordinary difficulties, opposition, persecution, suffering. I would like to say this. A person might well deserve canonization, but no person is canonized by the church unless he or she had experienced much suffering. Memorize that. Oh, how unrealistically we can think. You don't find sanctity. You don't buy sanctity. You don't bargain for sanctity. You earn it. And you pay for it. That's the first reason why we honor the saints. By honoring them, we glorify the God except for whose grace they would never have been able to perform such extraordinary deeds. We go on. Why do we honor the saints? Because by invoking them, we obtain from God, we can cheapen the invocation of saints by saying, well, it's easier or more effective to go through the saints than to go directly to Christ or to God. That may be true. Well, the real reason is because God wants it that way. Could God give us grace without using any human channels for the communication of that grace? Of course. Oh, but then, how do you explain the incarnation? God became man in order that through his humanity he might communicate grace. And not just through his own humanity, but through the humanity of others. Like whom? Like Our Lady. Like all the saints. Why do we honor the saints? We honor the saints by striving to imitate their practice of virtue. The saints come from every walk of life, every age level, every language and cultural type, every social level, every state of life. There are popes, bishops, priests, religious, and the laity. Their circumstances are not unlike our own. And one reason for the breathtaking variety is to give all of us a wide variety of saints among whom we can choose to imitate. One question before we close this part. Who becomes a saint? The person who wants to. In no other words will apply. The only real obstacle to sanctity is the unwillingness to pay the price. How can we grow in veneration of the saints? We can grow in veneration of the saints by reading the lives of the saints. I've been in too many rectories, too many convents, have seen too many lives of saints, and to verify that my suspicion was grounded, I would rub my finger over the top of the book. Dust, months, maybe years. It is God. It is not the church on her own authority. It is God who makes saints and then inspires the church to canonize them and have people write their lives. I travel extensively. Naturally speaking, excessively. I try never to be anywhere without taking something with me of or by a saint. We need saints, dear God. Do we need them? Saints are not museum pieces. How to grow in veneration of the saints? Read their lives. Second, read the writings of the saints. Many of them wrote extensively. Most of them said or wrote so much. Yeah, there is enough, I don't say for a lifetime, but for a thousand lifetimes of study and reflection. Wonderful people, thank God, have entered my life. Before we enter the novitiate, I'll take it back. I did read the writing of one saint. I guess I needed it. The Confessions of Saint Augustine. But over the years, by now I have told so many people, and I'm telling you, read the writings of the saints. Try to remember, jot down, keep a record of short sayings by the saints. We need this. How to grow in venerating the saints. Choosing certain saints. Settle on at least one. Though there are so many, at least a few on whom you concentrate, with whom you again most easily identify. Either because of the person's life experience or age or difficulties or the needs that you believe you have, the failings, the sins into which you regularly fall. What are the saints for except to get us out of the quagmire of sin and raise us above ourselves to a closer following of Jesus? I was 40 years old. Been teaching theology for 3 years, they finally let me loose at the age of 37. A lifetime, I thought, of study. What am I going to teach? Finally, I could teach theology. Thought to myself, maybe I should publish a book. But at my age, getting up in years. Then I went back to my favorite, Alphonsus Liguori. Busy man, delayed vocation. He published his first book in his 40s. If Alphonsus could do it, so can I. And the only reason the adverb is carefully chosen, the only reason why there is a society of Jesus, and over the last 400 years, the followers of Ignatius have brought the faith to millions, is because a man wounded in battle by the name of Inigo was used to reading romances. But where he was staying, there were no love stories. So poor Inigo had to settle, oh no, for a book on the lives of the saints. He was bored at first. As he read, grace began to work. And then he decided, what Benedict could do, I can do. What Francis could do, I can do. What Dominic can do, I can do. Am I clear? God uses saints to make saints, even out of scoundrels. And St. Ignatius won't mind my saying this. He was a scoundrel. Period. Choose certain saints that you believe you specially need. I know mine. Concentrate on certain saints for their teaching. On certain saints for their virtues. And then cultivate the habit of invoking those saints to help you understand what they taught and help you practice how they lived. A closing prayer. Almighty and eternal God, you have given us the saints as proof of the power of your grace in weak human nature. We ask you to deepen our devotion to the saints, because by our devotion to them, we are growing in our love of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us the grace of becoming like them, because there is nothing that the world today needs more than saints, holy men, women, and children. Dear God, make us these holy men, women, and children who are a light to a world groping in darkness, and the salt of an earth that is wallowing in its weakness. Mary, Queen of all saints, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.